my kabubigan. Hello, beloved. This is Bob Griggs, and we welcome you to our Bread of Life broadcast. For the bread of God is He, which cometh down from heaven and giveth life unto the world. And Jesus said unto them, I am the bread of life. He that cometh to me shall never hunger, and he that believeth on me shall never thirst. We're delighted to have you joining us for a few moments of fellowship again as we look into the wonderful truths of the Word of the Living God. This book, the Book of Truth, the Word of God, written over a period of 1500 to 1600 years, God used some 40 different authors to write the books of the Bible, and yet every one of them are in agreement with the other because the Holy Spirit of God is the author, the one who inspired and directed the writing of God's Word. These 66 books of the Bible are the Word of God to you and to me. It's truth for us to look into and to meditate upon. Reading God's Word will feed you spiritually. It will help you to grow in your Christian walk and your Christian relationship with the Lord. The simple truths of God's Word are the milk of the Word for the new believer, the young Christian. The meat of the Word is for the more mature believer who has grown in his understanding of truth and his understanding of the Word of God. We've seen that God's Word is truth, for Jesus said in John 17:17, as He was praying to God the Father for you and for me, He said, Father, sanctify them through Thy truth. Thy Word is truth. And it is, beloved. This book, the Word of God, is the truth of the eternal God. I would invite you to get your Bible and our New Testament and turn with me to the book of Hebrews today. This is where we're going to begin our study in the book of Hebrews, which is toward the back of the New Testament. You go to the end of the New Testament, to the book of Revelation. In front of it, you come to some short books, and then you come to the book of Hebrews. And I'd like for you to go to Hebrews chapter 11. Hebrews chapter 11 is where we will begin our study on the Word of God, which is powerful and mighty. Oh, beloved, how powerful is God's Word, and how necessary it is for you and for me to know the Word, that we might use it as a weapon against the enemy in our battle against the forces of evil and the powers of darkness. So get your Bible or New Testament, and if you do not have a New Testament, we would be delighted to send you a free New Testament containing all 27 books of the New Testament in one volume. Remember, the Bible is divided into two sections, the Old Testament and the New Testament, or the Old Covenant and the New Covenant, terms that describe what these Old Testament and the New Testament is about. The Old Covenant was the covenant that God made with Israel, the law, which opens our eyes to the truth. The New Testament is the New Covenant, whereby Jesus Christ established this New Covenant and made a new way whereby man might approach God and whereby peace might be made through God and man, and that was through the death, burial, and resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ. And so the New Testament is for believers today, as the Old Testament was for the nation of Israel, and yet the Old Testament is also for you and for me, because the New Testament is hidden in the Old Testament. There are wonderful truths that the New Testament revealed that were taught in the Old Testament, but are made clear and understandable by the New Testament. They both go together, and so you can't have a complete Bible without the Old Testament. That's why we offer a free Bible correspondence course, and everyone who will write to us will be glad to send you the first three lessons of that first Bible correspondence course. And if you complete all four of our courses, they're all free. If you complete all four of them, we'll send you a brand new Bible containing the Old Testament and the New Testament, because we want you to get into the Word of God. We want you to study the Word of God, and I hope you have a pencil and paper, because I'm going to give you my mailing address so you can write to me, and then we will be delighted to send you a free New Testament. We'll send you our prayer card with our picture. We'll send you the first three lessons in our first Bible correspondence course, and all you have to do is to just answer the questions on the answer sheet. Mail the answer sheet back to us. We will give you the rest of course one and send that back to you. And then once you've completed those questions and have mailed them back, we'll send you a certificate with all of course number two. And so it will not be that expensive for you to take this course. All it will involve will be your simply mailing back to us the answer sheets. You don't have to mail back all the booklet of the course, just the answer sheets that you can tear out and send back to us so we can grade them, and then we will send you a certificate of completion once you finish the first course, the second course, the third course, and the fourth course. You will receive four different certificates for completing each one of those courses. And after you finish the fourth course, we will also send you a brand new Bible containing all 66 books of the Bible. Because we want you to know the truth. We want you to grow in the knowledge of the truth. And so our mailing address is very simple. You can just send your letter to me, Bob Griggs, capital B-O-B, capital G-R-I-G-G-S. On the next line, you'll put capital P, period, capital O, period, capital B-O-X. That stands for Post Office Box, and the number is 825. Post Office Box 825. And then on the next line, you'll put the town we live in, which is Ignacio. It's spelled capital I-G-N-A-C-I-O. Ignacio. That's capital I-G-N-A-C-I-O. And then a comma. And then capital C, capital O, period. That stands for the state that we live in here in the United States. And then after that, you'll put our zip code. Now, the zip code is very important. So be sure and write down these numbers after capital C, capital O, period. The numbers are 81137-0825. Let me repeat those numbers again, 81137-0825. On the last line, you'll put United States of America, or capital U, period, capital S, period, capital A, period, which is the abbreviations for United States of America. It's very important that you include that on your letter, or we will not receive it. Many times we here in the United States, when we write to someone else here in the United States, we do not put the United States of America on our letter, because the letter goes here in the United States from one state to another. But when you're writing to another country, you must include the name of the country. So when you write to us, be sure you include the name of your country, otherwise we will not know where to send your letter. Also, it's very important that you print clearly your mailing address. Sometimes we receive letters, but we're not able to figure out the mailing address because it has been written down quickly and was not clear, so that we could fulfill the request. We want to send materials to you. We want to send you some gospel tracts. We want to send you other Christian literature that will help you to grow in the knowledge of the Lord. We want to send you a printout on the plan of salvation and how to know you're saved and how to grow in your walk with the Lord. All of these things we want to send to you, but we must have your name, your mailing address printed clearly. Now today, here in Hebrews chapter 11, verse 3, we're talking about how powerful God's Word is. And here in Hebrews 11:3, we read these words, "Through faith we understand that the worlds were framed by the Word of God, so that things which are seen were not made of things which do appear." Now, do you see how important God's Word is, beloved, and how powerful God's Word is? It was simply by God speaking that the world was brought into existence out of nothing. Look at that verse again. Hebrews chapter 11 and verse 3, through faith, and it's by our simply taking God at His Word. Through faith, that's what faith is. It's simply believing what we've been told. It's simply believing what God tells us in His Word. That's what faith is. Through faith, we understand that the worlds were framed. That is, the worlds were compiled and put together and shaped and put out into space by the Word of God. That was the power that created the universe, the power of God's Word. And you and I have the written Word of God. That's why it's so important, beloved, that we get into the Word of God every day and let God speak to us from His Word, because His Word is powerful. His Word is our weapon to use against the devil. Remember, we're told that in Hebrews chapter 4, verse 12, that the Word of God is sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing to the dividing asunder of soul and spirit, of bone and marrow. God's Word is powerful. It penetrates the intents of the heart. And so, beloved, it's so important we get into the Word of God every day and let God speak to us and teach us the truth that will help us to grow and will make our lives effective to His glory.